The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does a South Korean ambassador's youngest daughter, who lived in South and Central America, the Middle East, Asia, and North America, how does she become a pastor and leader of a Gen X ministry for single men and women in their 40s and 50s in Hawaii? This is the story of Jenny Sung, a gripping narrative of a heart-to-heart communicator who herself has experienced the highs and lows of life. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that no matter what you're facing today, what you're going through, however low things might seem, or however rough you might feel in this moment, that there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Jenny Sung, is reaching out to you, calling out to you. Would you turn? Would you repent of your way and turn to God's way and follow the Lord and let the Lord guide you? You know, that's our prayer and our hope. And I believe you're going to be encouraged and inspired by Jenny. Jenny Sung is executive coordinator at the First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu and campus pastor to the downtown campus called The Vine. Her focus is on evangelism and discipleship through Alpha and Gen X Hawaii. She holds an MA in Global Leadership from Fuller Theological Seminary, an MA in Communications from the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and a degree in Communications from the University of Illinois. She has two teenage boys. Jenny, welcome to our show.
Hi, Danny. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
So you've traveled the world growing up, but take us deeper. Where specifically in all these places did you grow up?
Oh, I was born in Lima, Peru. And so my first word was actually in Spanish. I don't know why, but my first word was socorro, which is help. And I've lived in Peru and in Central America, in Guatemala. My father was ambassador to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. Lived in Beirut, Lebanon, for several years. And that was actually during the bombing of the American embassy in 81. And basically spent my youth traveling to a different country every 2 to 3 years, new culture, new country, new language, new friends to make. And that was my youth. Yeah.
Have you carried on with some of the languages? I could hear a bit of it in Spanish, but having traveled the world, did you pick up on any of those and stay with it?
I did try to retain some of my Spanish, and so I think comprehension is a bit easier than speaking, but Spanish, and my recent love of digging back into learning Korean again, and even though I'm conversational, I really wanted to kind of go back to my ethnic roots, and so have traveled back to Korea and tried to gain fluency there.
Who would you say, Jenny, influenced you most in your growing up years?
It was definitely my family. You know, with so much environmental change around me, it was really my parents who grounded me. They were always the steady. They were always there. My sisters as well. And then over the years, it really became specific mentors in my life, whether it was an elder in the ministry and Pastor Dan Chun and his wife Pam Chun.
Mm-hmm. How did you become a believer in Jesus?
Well, you know, it's true that we do worship and serve a God who longs for us, who calls us. And it was when I was about 10 years old in Beirut, Lebanon. Actually, my mother was a practicing Buddhist at the time. My father is an atheist. And I had no Christian influence whatsoever growing up. And it happened to be that when I was in Beirut, my best friend was a missionary's daughter. And she actually told me about Jesus. And I was like, who is that? And I remember learning about Jesus and getting so excited and reading the Bible and coming home and reading the book of John over and over again, telling my whole family about Jesus. And I remember praying with my best friend in the hallways of the cafeteria. And that was sort of my first step in being saved and calling Jesus my Lord and Savior.
How did your parents, your sisters, respond when you shared with them what was happening?
I think they were surprised. They were surprised, and they didn't know. It was a new influence for them too. But they were sort of like, "Oh, she's a child. Good for you. You know, it's good to have good things in life." And so I didn't really have the. I know a lot of people kind of grow up in the church and have that strong backbone, that foundation. I didn't really have that. So it really wasn't until I went to college joined a Bible study. My roommate, again, God just, there are no coincidences. God ordains everything, and he connected me with my best friend who invited me to Bible study in college. And I started going to a local church there, and that's where I really grew deep in my faith. Yeah.
Now, when you traveled from Lebanon to other places, were there points of connection with other believers before meeting your friend at the University of Illinois?
You know, there weren't. I didn't have too many. I don't recall, you know, having a lot of Christian friends. I think the stability was really with my family and my sisters, and there was constantly so much change. I did go to boarding school, actually, for a couple years before I went to college, and that was with a Catholic boarding school in Illinois. And I did have the influence of the teachers and friends there, many of them who are practicing Catholics. And so that's sort of where I also grew a bit deeper and more familiar with some of the traditions of the Christian faith.
Well, later on we'll talk about spiritual formation, and I can only imagine the influence that aspect, your Catholic background, has had with that. What difference, Jenny, would you say your relationship with Jesus has made in your life?
Everything. Truly it is, you know. It's in Jesus that we move and live and have our being. And I've seen so many ways that Jesus has influenced and been centered in my life. If I can share one of the most recent experiences, quite recent, 4 years ago, my husband of 25 years passed away very suddenly. Went to bed, and in the morning he was gone. It was literally, he had passed in the middle of the night. And that was the darkest moment of my life. I had two small children, and to have them disappear so suddenly, it was at that time when you're in the darkest of places that the light of Jesus became the brightest, and Jesus became the strongest in my life. The miracles that happened, the ways that God guided me in so many ways, you know, scripture coming to life, the prayers of the body of Christ, of the congregation coming. And then there were miraculous events, like people just, I had to sell my home. And so I was packing up, and the prayer of the saints and the community of believers who gathered, right, you know, I had families painting my whole home, you know, to get it ready to sell, packing up all of the boxes. I had actually never paid taxes in my life. I didn't know how to pay taxes, you know, finances, and all of those things were actually something that my husband took care of. And it was in that time I had friends who came and taught me and took care of taxes. When I moved to the new home, there were friends who helped move and take care of storage, and actually miraculously were able to provide resources in ways that I never imagined. I remember it was a few days after my husband's passing, and I was sobbing on my bed. It was in the middle of the night, and you know they say when your heart is broken, I felt that literally. You know, if you've ever felt like your heart has literally shattered into pieces, and that's how that pain felt, a very literal pain. And I felt as if I wanted to melt into the mattress that I was sobbing on. It was the area right where my husband used to lay. And I remember being face down on his side and just sobbing. And I was crying out to God. I was crying out to God, Jesus, I need you. God, I need you so much right now. And it was at that moment that I almost felt a tangible, palpable hug. It came as such a shock because it was so tangible that I actually gasped. I went, because it felt as if a warm blanket had come around my shoulders and covered me. And all of a sudden, I felt this deep, deep warmth and sense of peace. And my sobbing just grew quiet, and I kind of sighed like a little child, and I knew that that was the Lord. I knew 100% that was Jesus. It was the comfort of God. And that's just one example of the many times that when I felt I was free-falling, that I would again see the tangible and feel the tangible peace of God settling my soul.
You sharing this, and the way that you share it, Jenny, I can just sense the Lord wrapping his arms around someone today who is broken, who is fearful, who is facing uncertainty, whose life is turning or has turned upside down. They could not have foreseen what experience they are in right now. And this is a divine moment to have you speak to them, to remind them of, what you say, the tangible presence, the warm blanket of God's hug, his love, his arms wrapped around. Dear friend, as you listen to Jenny's song, she speaks of the deepest pains, the deepest shock, the most drastic of transitions in moments like these. And it's God's reminder to you that you are not alone, my friend, that God knows, that God sees, God loves you. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from her while we're just getting started. You'll hear about her ministry, her calling, her preparation. You'll also hear about a ministry that she leads called Gen X Hawaii. It's a ministry for single men and women in their 40s and 50s. There's an event coming up on March 25th. Jenny Sung will explain about that. It's connected with the Hawaiian Islands Ministries Conference with Dan and Pam Chun and many others who are going to be participating in this life-changing event. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So I want you to get this web address down, genxhawaii.com. Again, genxhawaii.com. Danny Yamashiro here. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of that last segment, you can get this program in its entirety with Jenny Sung at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Gen X Hawaii, it's a community of single Gen Xers, 40s and 50s, seeking meaningful connection and spiritual growth as followers of Jesus Christ. You can also find them on Facebook at Gen X Hawaii. Jenny, what was your husband's name?
Carl, C-A-R-L.
Carl. Before our break, you described what happened on the bed where Carl would often be. And the Lord Jesus wrapped his arms around you. 25 years of marriage. The church rose up to support you. I want to be careful that we just don't go quickly beyond this. I want us to just pause a moment and, if we may, reflect a little bit more on how the Lord helped you process the sudden loss with your boys, now having to raise them yourself, the church surrounding you. How did the Lord bring you from there to where you are today, 4 years later?
I think we could take a lot of time on that part. I think God continued to reveal himself in ways that required great surrender of my independence, my will. In some ways, break the mold and the paradigm shift of knowing what I knew, secure. I had two beautiful children, a husband who was such a solid foundation, the biggest cheerleader. He's the one that encouraged me to go to seminary, And he's the one whenever there was a new step, a new launch into a new project, a new ministry. He was the cheerleader. He was always there. And he took care of things, the stabilizer. And now all that was gone. And I was so used to that. And I think it almost became a restarting point of discovering who God is in this time of struggle and need. The God who is a covenantal God, who never breaks his promises. The God who is always there. And that I was so used to striving and sort of in some ways doing things of my own strength, you know, whether it was studying or strengths, gifts, talents, all those things. It was truly feeling helpless, like a child again, and knowing so little of even the most basic things, you know, finances and bills and knowing how to support two small children and God in my weakness showed his strength. So it was times of great surrender because there was no other way.
When you mentioned surrender, it's a counterintuitive term for someone who's trying to do everything on their own, but it does speak of a point of helplessness, a point of desperation. And yet, that's not the end. It's as though you tapped into something else,
yes.
A resource or resources, relationships. We understand that it's the Lord beneath it all. What did that feel like in the lowest moment when these things began to emerge around you and within you?
You know, at the lowest moment, I actually thought about quitting seminary. And I doubted my call into pastoral ministry, thought the path is different now. Perhaps I should get a stable job and work a 9-to-5. And perhaps this is not the calling that I thought God had called me into pastoral ministry. But it was kind of at that lowest moment that God began to reveal himself. And it's like, you know, that Indiana Jones movie when I don't know which movie it is, but it's that one where he's stepping out onto a cliff and you can't see anything. And he's stepping out in faith into a cliff and you think you're going to fall down, but actually there is sort of this invisible bridge. There's this bridge what you can see at a certain angle. And that's what it felt like, just taking a large step out in faith. And every step I took, miraculously, God would provide. Miraculously, God would be there. He would show signs and wonders, and I would have scripture, sometimes visions. There would be certain ways that he would bring people into my life. Or I would call somebody and they would say, you know, your name came up while we were in prayer. And 2 weeks again, your name came up again. And we know that there is a reason for this. And that couple actually became a significant answer to prayer when I didn't know how I was going to sell my home and move into this new place that God had called me into. It was a move closer to my family in town. It was a move closer to this new campus called The Vine. And I didn't know how that would happen. None of it made sense logically, but that's one example where God would lead me to people. God would lead me in ways that I knew there was no other way, except it was God. It was 100% God. It was miraculous over and over again.
Jenny, normally in our show, you know, it's not so rigid. We do like to pray at the end. At the end of the show for our dear listeners. But I think this is a moment where someone who is listening to you, that the Spirit of the Lord is moving in their hearts, their heart, lifting them in ways that they both need and that is supernatural. And I'm wondering if you could before we go to our break, if you could lead in a prayer. You could pray for that dear one who's experiencing something related to or similar to what you've gone through, or somehow they connect with you, Jenny. Mm. Would you pray for them, please?
I would love to pray. Oh. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this sacred time, this space. And Lord, we don't know who's out there perhaps listening to this, but you do. And Lord, there's someone, or perhaps more than one even, where right now there are, I see almost like shattered shards of glass around them. Perhaps it's a representation of their life or something that has happened. And there's fear. Fear of the unknown, not knowing where they can step, where they can go. And Lord, I pray that in this moment that you will reveal yourself in a miraculous and powerful way, that they will experience your presence and be drenched with such love, such warmth, such peace, that they know it's you. There is a God, the God who cares for me, the God who shelters me in the storm. And Lord, you are with us. You never forsake us. You never abandon us. You are with us till the end of the ages. Oh, Father, I pray that you will strengthen their inner being, not of their own strength, not because of their resources or their talents or whatever they think they have available. But Lord, I pray that you will provide in ways as they continue to depend and lean on you, that they will increase their faith in you, that they will be assured and comforted that you are there with them, that you are guiding and leading them in the small ways and the large ways. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill them afresh and anew. May they feel the warmth like bright sunlight on them, the rays of sun just coming down. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do. We thank you, Lord. Yes. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Jenny, for praying. I know the Lord is the Lord who hears and answers our prayers. And right now, this moment, the Lord is touching you, dear one,
yes,
as you hear, as the Lord has sent Jenny Sung to be with us today. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we'll talk about the ministry, Gen X Hawaii. Maybe this is something for you to be a part of. There's a Gen X Singles HIM conference. It's a dinner meetup on March 25th. Gen X Hawaii inviting single men and women in their 40s and 50s for a meetup at the HIM conference. It's an opportunity to connect with Christian singles from all over Hawaii from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Again, Friday, March 25th. For those who come, it'll be hybrid, so you can see it online. But if you come, a complimentary boxed meal will be provided for you. And this is free this year. You can find out more at genxhawaii.com. We'll be back with more from Jenny Sung.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
And Jenny Sung is our guest today. You can find out more about her ministry at genxhawaii.com. There's a big event coming up here at the Hawaiian Islands Ministries Conference. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Thanks for joining us today. The Lord is moving graciously and powerfully by His Spirit. Find out more about this program, this podcast, and others that you can share as a way of reaching, connecting, encouraging a family member or a friend. Go to the Good Life Hawaii.com. Jenny, in what ways have you seen single men and women, those in their 40s and 50s, disconnected? I would think especially during the pandemic.
I know that's been hard for everyone during the pandemic, you know, but in sort of in sometimes, not all the times, but in churches, you'll find ministries where there might be, you know, a vibrant ministry for couples, you know, those who are married. I remember, you know, as a single mom sort of taking my kids, and sometimes I'd be the only person there without a husband, you know. Or sometimes you go into ministries and you might find young adults, you know, who are single, and there's college ministry or vibrant ministry there. But sometimes I saw that sort of this gap. There might be an older vintage ministry or there might be a younger ministry, but for those in our 40s and 50s, I think during this pandemic, you know, many of us who are single in our 40s or 50s, or maybe single again, my friend described that term, single again, whether someone like myself who's widowed or someone who's gone through the painful experience of a divorce, sometimes there can be sort of being in between and not quite knowing where is my community, where is my Christian community, of finding fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who may understand the unique situation, the unique circumstances that we're in. A lot of times, as I've met Gen Xers, you know, they're not finding a job. They're sort of in a career where there's a lot of maturity and skill sets and responsibilities that are coming with that. They're managing large staff, or they're managing great responsibilities in their careers. Many of them are parents or single parents who, you know, there's a great responsibility there. They're maybe taking care of aging parents. And so I thought, well, there's this unique experience for the single again, or the older single Gen Xers. And there was this gap. And I think people are longing for community. There's sort of this my tribe, or finding a community where others may understand some of the unique challenges and responsibilities of shouldering all really by yourself. You know, at the end of the night, you're shouldering that responsibility of your career, your home, perhaps even children, all by yourself. And so I understand the need, and perhaps because of my background of of loss, and also my background of moving so frequently and not having a hometown that I could ever identify with, moving to different cultures, and, you know, always sort of identifying with those who maybe don't feel kind of that specific niche or an in-between. I was really drawn towards this older singles community.
With that, Jenny, let's go a little bit deeper. How does Gen X Hawaii provide opportunities? We touched on spiritual formation early on in the first segment, but let's go there now. Providing opportunities for spiritual formation. How does Gen X Hawaii do that?
I think, you know, everything that Gen X Hawaii does is spiritual formation. You know, everything that we do is spiritual formation, but we sort of wanted, we spent a day actually sort of in prayer and sort of asking God for a vision for Gen X Hawaii and what that might lead into. And if I can just explain a picture that kind of frames all of this. And if you've ever seen the movie Up, there's this...
I love that movie.
There's an image of a house that's carried by thousands of balloons. And while we were in prayer, our Gen X leadership ministry was in prayer, I saw that vision of thousands of balloons just carrying this house. And the balloons were brightly colored, but a different color. And I thought, that's our Gen X. That's our Gen X group. These individuals are brightly colored balloons with great talents and responsibilities and abilities. And, you know, they're quite accomplished in life. But they're fueled by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the helium is the Holy Spirit lifting them up. And there's this house that they're carrying, you know, the house of God, the family of God, the church of God, and they're mobilizing and empowering and connecting with one another really for the kingdom of God. And we know our destination is ultimately heaven bound, but it is in this process we thought, well, what does this community mean for our Gen Xers? And we thought, well, first of all, you're drawing the balloons together into community. You know, there is often in the pandemic, a thirst for belonging, to find community that's meaningful, that's deep and that's rich. And so we wanted to draw community together through spiritual growth. And so on the first and third Wednesday night of every month, we have a time of small group experience where we pray together. We have Bible study together. We often will bring in a pastor. Our executive director came last time, and we'll teach from the Word. We'll have a lay pastor come in. We've had powerful times of worship and prayer. And so that's one way that we mobilize and empower and connect people together. Another way is outreach. You know, we're looking ways to bless the community, but also to partner with other churches. Coming up on April 2nd, we're partnering with a local church in Kaka'ako to serve 500 kupuna who are in the senior housing in Kaka'ako. And we want to partner and bless and really mobilize as a community together with other churches. So we want to do outreach. And the third way is, you know, a lot of times spiritual formation also happens in fun. And a lot of times it's, you know, it could be a little awkward when you're bringing a new community together, especially when you use the word single. You know, there's sometimes this stigma with that. And so we have these fun community events where we draw Gen Xers together, and we've done everything from doing archery and pickleball together to doing a sunset cocktail hour where we just get to know one another. We also had cooking night where one of our leaders taught us a great Thai curry recipe. And, you know, we draw people together through fellowship as well. So those are sort of the three areas that we're focusing on right now.
When you mention Gen Xers and you talk about times of fun, I can just imagine the joy, the laughter. What are some characteristics of a Gen Xer, someone in their 40s and 50s? What kind of conversations do you have?
Oh my goodness. I've been so blessed by this Gen X community. You know, I'd say there was a resilience and a grit to a lot of our Gen Xers. You know, they've been through quite a bit in life. And, you know, everybody's had their own experiences, regardless of your age. But, you know, in their 40s and 50s, they've experienced quite a bit of life. And through this, they've shared how God has used these experiences in life to transform who they are in Christ. And that's been beautiful to see. There's a resilience, a perseverance, sort of almost a grit. There's also a wisdom. They've taught me so much, each of their individual stories, you know, the way that they have gained wisdom in knowing how to mentor their staff, or a situation at work where we can then gather and pray about how best they can lead their staff, transitions in their careers, transitions in their staff, hiring, you know, and letting go. And all of these different situations, there's a great maturity and a wisdom that comes from this age group as well.
Share more, Jenny, about the event coming up, the HIM conference event, the dinner, and let's talk a little bit about some other events that you have on Wednesdays, and what kind of schedules do you hold as you get together in those times. But the 25th, maybe if you can talk a little bit about that and
share
some more information.
Sure. Well, it's wonderful to have Hawaiian Islands Ministries provide this annual celebration to the body of Christ, to all the churches for free this year. What an incredible opportunity. And we thought, you know, this is this ecumenical watering hole, right, where all the churches are gathering. And we thought this would be wonderful. And Carol Nakamoto, one of our leaders at Gen X, was really sort of significant in drawing and creating this event. And we thought how wonderful it would be to provide a space in order for this community, who may not know we're out there, you know, single Gen Xers, to be able to come and meet one another and to find out more about who we are, you know. This is a great way to sort of reach out. And because we're also, Zoom is a great technology, right? And so we're able to have this hybrid with the technology utilizing Zoom. So either if you're outer island or you're not able to be there that night on the 25th, on the Friday night, that you can still come. But if you are there, we want to provide a great opportunity for a boxed meal and to get to know one another. It'll be on March 25th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. during the HIM conference.
So if someone signs up, they go to genxhawaii.com. It's right there on the homepage. You can sign up, connect. They have a link to the HIM registration. So someone comes to that. What happens after? Any follow-up events?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I think that's the exciting thing about sort of launching a new ministry. I use the word launch, but it's really just our first year. And so it's sort of the first steps. But, you know, we really want to meet people where they are. And a lot of times they're there seeking community, and maybe they'll want to just kind of see if there's different activities that they can participate in. It's sort of like when you just want to wade in the shallow end of the pool. And so we have some fun things that, you know, there isn't a lot of pressure to share your testimony or to, you know, exegesis the Bible. And so we have a lot of fun things. We have regular times. We just had pickleball. And all these activities are on our GenXHawaii.com page, as well as our Facebook page. But there's pickleball, and there's walks that we go on together. There's archery. And there's some fun things like tennis coming up and another social dance that we actually have coming up. So that might be one way to kind of wade in and kind of check out this community. But there's also another part of this community. We want to invite people to test out and try to, you know, see where God is leading you in this community. And that's the twice a month small group experience. You know, we can spend a lot of time kind of waiting in the shallow end, but, you know, God loves us too much to let us stay in the shallow end forever. And so we encourage people to come in a little deeper. And if you come on the first or third Wednesday evening, it's close to about 7 p.m. that you come to the Vine. It's our downtown campus. There's a great kind of, you know, maybe you can exhale after work at the espresso bar. We have a great cafe-style space. So you can just relax with a decaf or a latte and then just connect with one another and begin to, you know, kind of say, how was your day, and talk about some of the things that are on your mind. And then we usually have a time where we invite in a guest teacher, and they'll usually share a word from Scripture. And it'll be relevant to, you know, where people are. And so there's been times people have really shared about some of the painful experiences they've gone through, but how God has used that. And so we'll have a small group teaching, and then afterwards there's a small group discussion time And we really give a lot of length of time to that. You know, with our Gen X group age especially, there's so much wisdom to be shared. And so we want to listen well to one another. And so we have a long time of sharing, and we usually end in prayer. And once in a while, we do have a night of worship as well. The prayer times have been really powerful. We've really sensed the power of the Holy Spirit, and we've had some testimonies. We have these tiny testimonies that we share. One of our Gen Xers who came, she's a nurse in the healthcare field, and after this time of prayer, the person we were praying for said, "I felt a hand that was very warm on my back. Who was that?" And our fellow Gen Xer who was a nurse said, "Oh, that was me. My hand got really hot." And I said, "Okay, wonderful." And after that, that this person shared, there was a transformation in her workplace, that there was desire to share more and pray specifically for her patients. And we knew that that was of the Lord, that the boldness and the courage that you have after that night of prayer to actually pray for your patients, to pray for your clients, that is God. So we've had miraculous tiny testimonies through those Wednesday small group experiences as well.
You're listening to Jenny Sung. She leads the Gen X Hawaii Ministry. Gen X single men and women in their 40s and 50s. There's a big event coming up March 25th, but there are ongoing events, prayers, times for coffee, a dance. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about a musical that's coming up in April. Gen X Hawaii. Find them at genxhawaii.com. You can register for the HIM conference. It's free this year. You might be thinking, did I hear correct? Did they say free? Yes, it's free. The Lord has provided through generous sponsors, partners of the HIM ministry, to provide this opportunity for you. So yes, go to genxhawaii.com. There's a link there to register for the conference, for this special event on the 25th, Friday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. More from Jenny Sung, Heart to Heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you heard Jenny talk about some coffee time there when you meet together there at Gen X Hawaii at the Vine. She spends her downtime with good music and making a decent cup of espresso. She loves to mobilize new projects, as she is with Gen X Hawaii, and dialogue with leaders from diverse backgrounds. You know, she has an extensive background in communications, and now with her global leadership role and her global leadership training at Fuller Seminary, Jenny Sung is with us. You can find out more about the ministry also on Facebook. At Facebook, go to Gen X Hawaii. Jenny, I do want to spend a little time praying before we end, as we normally do in our show, but talk to us a little bit about what's happening at the Diamond Head Theater. There's another event coming up that I saw on your site for April 15th.
Oh, yes. It's one of sort of our fun events, actually. Rosalind Kotrakia is the director there of Jesus Christ Superstar. That's going to be happening at Diamond Head Theater. And so we thought, wow, you know, our... I work with Roz at First Pres Church, and I thought, what a wonderful way to support our fellow Gen Xer, you know. And Carol Nakamoto, our leader, is also a great fan of theater. And so we decided, hey, again, you know, life is better together. Don't you think life is always better together? And so we thought, hey, what if we just open up and say, who wants to go see Jesus Christ Superstar together, you know, as a Gen X? And before you knew it, we had taken up two rows, and we want to continue to invite more people to come. So yeah, that's been one of the fun things we've done.
So that's an event, a night out together. What if someone is having some reservations? There's an openness to it. Something about what you're describing is something they think they want or they feel like they need, but there are certain things that are holding them back. Could be a number of things. You might know how that person feels. What would you say to that dear friend?
I would say I completely understand. I think one of the first things when we were even praying about this ministry were those negative experiences that people have experienced in the past. You know, with anything associated perhaps with the singles ministry or being labeled single or some of the negative experiences and hurt that they had from others, you know. And so we were very sensitive, and we were really prayerfully asking God even how to call this ministry, describe this ministry, how we would present this ministry. You know, a couple things I want to say to encourage people is, one, take advantage of the things that are out there. Take advantage of the resources. And trust God, who is greater than our negative experiences and greater than the things maybe the world has thrown at us. Trust God. We have tried our best. We're human. We're not perfect, but we have tried our best to launch a ministry with integrity, and we're real. The events that we have and the small group experiences we we've tried our best to create deep meaning and purpose in these gatherings, and we encourage people to come as they are, to be real, to be themselves. And we hope that authentic, our authenticity kind of shines through, you know, or that we come as we are, as leaders, and we invite them to come as they are. So we hope that you can take that bold courage, that step of faith, and see what God has in store. Take advantage of all the resources out there.
You are providing a much needed and timely resource, Jenny. We got a couple minutes left. I do want to pray. That's a very encouraging word that you've given, not just now, but throughout the program. But here's one more question. Someone might be saying, you know, I'm 38, 39, I'm 60, 61. How rigid is 40s and 50s? Could I participate?
You know, this has been a sort of a revolving topic of conversation, even within our Gen X ministry. You know, we never want to be, I don't think any church wants to be a church with walls, you know. And yet at the same time, we had to even define who we are. You know, a ministry that has no definition at the same time, nobody knows what it is. And so what we've done is we've said, you know, our primary focus, and for us to even just be able to define ourselves, is a ministry primarily with Gen Xers who are single. But we do not have walls, and we want to encourage people to find community. And there are lots of ministries out there, of course. There are young adult ministries, there are vintage ministries, and, you know, we want to find a healthy Christian vibrant community for each and every person. So I would still encourage people to reach out, you know, reach out to me, and I'd love to have a cup of coffee. Maybe I can make them a decent cup of espresso and just have that conversation about, you know, where are you in life?
That's good. Let me say a prayer. Father, I pray a prayer of blessing over Gen X Hawaii, over Jenny Sung, Carol Nakamoto, the leaders there, the members there, and as the ministry continues to grow. Bless this event on the 25th. You know the needs in such intricate ways of each person. Thank you for the leadership of Dr. Dan, Pastor Dan, and Pam Chun, HIM Ministries, HIM Conference. And we just pray a lifting, an up moment, as Jenny mentioned earlier, with all the beautiful variations of color and the helium of the Holy Spirit lifting each person up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jenny, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us, heart to heart, man. You did it. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been an honor, such a pleasure to be able to have this time with you. Thank you so much, Danny.
Hope-filled words from Jenny Sung, GenXHawaii.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate, and I thank you in advance. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jenny Sung, GenXHawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.